Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, gossip.
Well, now you are chitty-chatting about a friend of yours or a family member. That is quite destructive, and that can cause a lot of chaos.
I feel like Africans take it another level. We think it's our duty to know what it is you have going on. Like, you know?
Well, gossip is idle talk or rumor, or a person who habitually reveals personal or sensational facts about others, especially about personal or private affairs of others. This act in Tanzania is also known as baobab fruit. So, I want to find out tonight, is it gender sensitive or for both genders? But why is it associated with one gender in particular? But on the other hand, is this beneficial to anybody? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, all the way from the House of Service, Maria Bugaji. Come to the show.
Thank you.
And on the phone from Cameroon, the one and only Martens Ekombo. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be in the house.
Yes, sir. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing gossip. Dictionary, gossip is a word from Old English "gad sib," meaning "god and sib," or the parents of one's godchild. When somebody goes to baptism, they have a godfather. Anyway, in the 16th century, the word assumed the meaning of a person, mostly, now this is interesting to you guys, mostly a woman. Who
come on.
And this is back in the 16th century. Can you imagine? A woman who delights in idle talk or a newsmonger, okay? But anyway, I spoke to Lucy Lovemore, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, a Yali fellow, and I wanted to know her take.
What I can say is that, look, we cannot generalize it to women only, because men do gossip a great deal. And personally, I think there is what we could call constructive gossip.
Okay.
That is quite interesting in building. Mm-hmm. And there's also gossip that is destructive.
Wow.
So we just need to differentiate the two and see which one we can really be perform part of, you know.
Okay, Lucy, that's very interesting that you mentioned. Can you tell me how do you categorize that this is constructive and this is destructive, if you will?
Okay. Yes. To just broaden it up a little bit, I would say that with constructive gossip, I mean, there are people that are out there that are using gossip to make money. And these are our celebrities, if I may put it that way, you know?
Okay.
So to them, it's quite constructive, and we are making them that money by making that gossip. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then there is destructive gossip, where now you are chitty-chatting about a friend of yours or a family member. That is quite destructive, and that can cause a lot of chaos and can break a lot of relationships and friendships.
And Lucy Lovemore, when you talk about gossip, you see a lot of people looking for, maybe, as you mentioned, maybe constructive, I don't know, of, you know, people talking about stuff.
For lack of a better word.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Maybe does this work maybe for those who are looking for trying to come up like whistleblowers for certain companies out there doing some things that are not right? Maybe could you say that is also some kind of constructive gossip?
You mean in the business world?
In the business world, correct.
Look, it's got its pros and cons, and I don't know. Like I said, it's we're saying constructive because we're lacking the right word for it, but I'm sure by the end of this interview we'll have the perfect wording. But I feel like in a work environment or in a business environment, it would be best to get the word back to the managers or to the founders of the business, because it doesn't help for gossip to go on outside and I don't know what I'm doing wrong in my business. It's not helping me.
Thank you, Lucy Lovemore from Johannesburg, South Africa. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing gossip. And now, back to the studio. So my question goes to you,
first,
Mariam.
Okay.
Why is this mainly leaning towards a specific gender, women? When you say gossip, they credit women. Mm-hmm. And this was, as you heard, from the 16th century. Why is that, do you think?
I think it's just simply bias. Bias, that's all it is. Because I believe gossiping has no gender. In fact, you know what? I'm going to say men gossip more than women.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. They're the biggest.
We'll have to ask Martins about that.
They're the first. Like, especially nowadays, you got the social media. You find men, they're the first to be spreading all this gossip, all this sensational things that like, happen to come up, whether it's true or not.
Sometimes,
you know,
fake news come in between, too.
You know, so there's always like women, you know, it's always the women, you know, blame it on the women, you know. No, it's not.
It's not, right? Okay. Martins.
Yes,
You heard right all here. The details here. Tell me something. Why do you think it's mainly associated to women? But, of course, you heard what Mariama had to say.
Well, to me, if we want to follow the historical perspective of gossiping, we should draw back as early as in the early years during the Greek period, if we want to follow that. Like, in those moments, women were not given active role in certain societies, where they could be given opportunity to participate or maybe work and things like that. So they believe like men were always very busy, because to my understanding, those who are busy will find no time to gossip.
Of course, when you're busy, there's no time for that.
And during those moments, women were most idle. I'm not saying that every woman was idle.
Oh, okay. But yes, most
Women were most idle. Okay. So they could find time to maybe mix among themselves and then discuss at one point or the other. That's my own understanding. Today, in this current generation or at the current age, if we associate gossiping to women, I think those who do that are somehow gender biased.
Okay.
Because at a certain point, men leak more secrets than women do.
Really?
Yes. And some men do this gossiping because of pride. I take for an example. In some societies where maybe, let's take for example, being in a relationship, a guy, maybe a young girl has come into the community and she is very gorgeous and she is not easily interactive with other guys. And then this fortunate guy gets into the girl and then he meets the girl and then they become maybe lovers or friends or things like that. The guy will be the first person to go meet other guys in the court, in the community and say, hey, you guys, that girl, I have managed to get into her. You understand that? That's gossiping.
You know, whenever they say, oh, women gossip, men don't gossip. No, it's not true, because, you know, men, I believe they think whatever topics they talk about is not really gossip compared to, like, what they think what women are talking about,
is gossip.
So, I mean, even when it comes to gossiping, like, there's different kinds of gossip. Women tend to talk about other women,
you know,
what she's wearing or what she did or, you know, things like that.
And then,
men, when they gossip, is like, okay, maybe talk about, oh, did you see that lady who just passed, you know, just like checking out different women or salaries, who got raised, who is like, you know, things like that. So it's also topics varies.
It varies. Okay. So it really depends on what topic, and those are the ones you think they make that difference you're talking
true,
about.
True.
Okay, hold it right there. Gossip is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in a Washington studio with Mariam Bugaji and Maritans Ekombo right now discussing gossip. Well, as you mentioned, Mariama, there are very significant differences between a man and a woman when it comes to gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of course, there's this famous saying, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Anyway, we are from different places. So I spoke to Kenneth Bwire from Kampala, Uganda, and I wanted to know, why is gossip associated to ladies all the time in Africa?
In society, in African culture, we consider women as the people who don't engage so much in productive work. And thus, in Africa, we consider them as people who can have time to talk whatever that comes along their way on the verandas, wherever they meet. So when especially with men, we take men as being people of, when you use rumor, we take you as you are not productive in society as well as it's equipped to women. So women take the day in the three: gossip, rumor, idle talk. It's just culture. We consider them idle as they are.
But Kenneth Bwire, we also have seen that gossip talk on TV, on radio, on newspapers. Why is that very popular to people, my friend?
Society has accepted that it's now beyond culture. Society has accepted that we need to read about other people. Sunday, it is very interesting for me to sit down and read about your love affair, you know? But I will not wish to hear my own affair being discussed.
Right.
So when you combine the rumor, idle talk, and gossip, you put it on paper, you will sell more than hard news, because people don't even, they don't feel part of the politics. This is a politician. But when it comes to a scandal in society, so-and-so has been rumored to be dating so-and-so. The president is said to be dating this and this minister. Anything to do with gossip and rumor will sell. Sunday.
And lately, Kenneth Bwire, in your country, Uganda, I have heard lots of stories about socialite Zari Hassan and now her rival from Tanzania, a lady who is today Diamond Platinum's. I mean, these people have been all over Uganda. What's going on? Is social media making now people celeb all over the place? Is this like a salt to the injury, or is like sweet to tea when you add gossip with social media?
You see, Ugandan society likes social lifestyle. We are people who are outgoing. We like about reading social lifestyle, love affairs are not ours. Other people. So we like celebrity lifestyle. So when Zari, who is a celeb, had a relationship with another celeb from Tanzania whose music is so loved here, Zari can make a headline than Besigye. Besigye, the politician, will not get that headline on social page.
And they won't say.
Here, as you said, traditionally, there's a paper called Daily Monitor has been selling.
Yeah.
But there are now magazines like Red Pepper, which are not now very special in using figurative language and writing about love. It sells a lot. Websites which are investing in love, they sell a lot. So the social lifestyle has taken over. Zari, for instance, had a party 2 weeks ago here.
Mm-hmm, the white party,
and
huh?
And people turned up. Yes, people turned up. They filled. The whole occasion was full. People paid money.
Wow.
Call for a function here that you want to raise money for some street kids. Nobody will turn up.
Thank you, Kenneth Bure, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing gossip. Back to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Nielsen Research Center, these are top 10 gossip shows. Of course, in entertainment, they put them together. I guess this goes together like a horse and a carriage. In America, number one, Entertainment Tonight. Number two, Insider. Number three, Access Hollywood. Number four, TMZ. You have Extra number five. You have El Gordo La Flaca, which is Univision Television. It's a Spanish television network. You also have E! News at number eight. But anyway, these are loved, number one. Number two, they are very popular. So, to you, my friend, my colleague, Mariama, why these things are so popular? Is it the content now we're talking about, like for men and for women, or what is going on?
I guess Sunday, we as humans, we're just so fascinated with other people's business.
Okay.
We want to know what they're doing, you know, what are they doing with their life, how are they doing it, and then we compare it to our lives.
Always,
I guess
that's
what it is, you know, why we all want to know what other people are doing.
Okay.
And also, I feel like Africans take it another level.
Tell me about it, my sister, in Nigeria. What happens over there?
Africans, we think it's our duty to know what it is you have going on. Like, you know? So, I mean, it
is our duty, right?
Yeah, we feel like business. It is our duty. You know, it's your business. It's my business. Yeah. You know, you have to let me know what you're doing. Uh-huh. You know, it's like, it's a whole different.
The story cannot pass me. I have to know. What are they family doing,
oh,
you know?
God. I was just reading yesterday. This actress from Northern Nigeria, somebody commented on her Facebook, on her Instagram post, asking, "Hey, are you a virgin?" And and she angrily responded. She's like, "No, I'm not." So that response turned out to be a whole sensational.
Wow.
Oh my God!
All over social media.
She admitted that she's not a she's not a virgin. Blah blah blah. This and that. And was the guy who wrote the article was a guy.
Wow.
And everybody on my Facebook that was sharing it was a guy.
Really?
I didn't see anyone.
So you're like, there was no woman talking about that.
Exactly.
But you know what, though? You have a point. I'm telling you, you have a point. But also, I see on social media all the time, there's this famous musician in Tanzania who also happens to go to Nigeria a lot to play with Nigerian musicians, Diamond Platnumz. This guy, I'll tell you, everything he does is right on newspapers, gossip papers, news media, sometimes even other news outlets. They still talk about every little thing he's doing.
I guess this is what the price of being a celebrity. You sacrifice your privacy, your business, whatever
Thank
it is,
you.
Your life is.
And that's exactly
business.
What happened. Martin Zakombo, tell me about this. How is this happening? As she says, is this something that people in Africa like so much as Mariama says, we want to know a lot about others?
I agree with Mariama to an extent.
Right.
That gossiping has to an extent gained some more grounds in the African continent. Maybe because of this vulgarization of social media and other electronic apparatus that have emerged. The another key concern is that people always have something to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
Once you are somehow famous,
right?
Someone who live on falsehood to identify issues or concerns that might not even appear real. That's part of gossiping.
part of gossiping? And also, yes, as just President Obama said the other day, he gave this warning on social media. Guys, you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. People on social media have their own lives, but that not that they're not true representation of themselves.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe what the president, what the former president of Obama said was he directly targeted leaders, those who are in key positions of decision making about using social media.
Social media, right?
Because they could easily galvanize point of views or concerns that at one point or the other might inflict certain pain in the other, on the other side. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he meant by people trying to cautioning world leaders on how they can use the internet.
At the same time, can we say that social media is taking this thing to the extent, right? It's taking it to the edge. Gossip and social media like are growing together, isn't that?
You are right. That's why we use the term fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of those assertions, they might not have facts. They are just opinions. And people are very good at spreading some of those opinions.
I'm telling you,
whereas
very good.
Facts really don't accompany them.
Right.
I swear, all a story needs is just end up in one social WhatsApp group, and everybody will have it.
All over the world.
Everybody will have it. Especially in Africa.
Uh-huh.
Your grandma, everybody that has WhatsApp will have it.
Whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it what it is social media is taking gossip to the next level. Mm-hmm. So those who love gossip, I'm sure, they are really enjoying social media this
time. That's why I'm sure today a single individual is able to have about two or three Facebook accounts, Instagram,
Facebook,
WhatsApp, and whatever, you know.
Right.
And that's why you see everybody's always on a smartphone trying to check on which site this information is here, no matter how verifiable or not verifiable. We call it structured or unstructured it can be, but they will always want to know something about somewhere, about some, maybe most often maybe on the stars.
And I also think like women, some women could get into gossiping like as a tactic to badmouth a potential rival.
Okay.
If I see, like, oh, this girl and some guy that I'm feeling, and, you know, he's liking her or...
Exactly. People do that. You're right.
And meanwhile, you're the one, like, you know, you're making yourself look bad while you're trying to spread that info.
Exactly. You're spreading the rumor about this girl just because you're scared of her, you know?
She's a rival. You know what? I need to bring her down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people do bring each other down so bad.
I remember, you know, back in the day when I was younger, you know, I was still a teen. In my neighborhood, there's this spot called The Joint.
Okay.
All the men congregate at that spot.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we call them idle parts.
Yeah, those parts. Yeah, so around 6 p.m., usually, like, you know, when it's almost
after
evening.
Work,
that's, yeah, that's when they always,
school,
like, congregate. And that's the time my mom, right, will get you, like, to go run some errand that involves carrying a lot of stuff in your head, and you have to pass through that.
Oh, my God.
Like, you pass there, you could, like, everybody will be talking, but the minute you come past, they keep quiet. They stop everything they're doing.
And wait for you.
You pass. And then they pick it up. And then you like, oh, my God, you know?
It's all me now, you know?
It's all me. So distance.
And you can't imagine all these are men. Like, wait a minute, huh?
I know. I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is gossiping called baobab tree?
Yes, thank you. It's baobab fruit, actually. What I say? Fruit.
So why?
You know why?
Why?
Because this baobab fruit is made in such a way in Tanzania, they pack it very well. They add sugar. And it becomes so sweet and color.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I need to try it.
Girls, I would say guys, but mostly ladies, they love that fruit.
Ooh.
They can take a whole pack within a minute.
Hey.
So they attributed
fruit to gossiping.
Because first, it is tasty and women like sweet things.
Exactly.
Is that what you mean?
It's so addictive.
It's so addictive, yeah. It's like saying in America, popcorn. You're trying to watch a movie, you say, okay, popcorn. So you can imagine, people like to gossip, my friend. It's hard to take them away, isn't it?
That's true.
But maybe there's positive things to it. Is there any positive coming out of it? I would say maybe if you're talking about those whistleblowers with business and corporate side, maybe, right?
Yeah.
To an extent, gossiping is a two-sided coin thing because at one point, you know, some information might have source.
Right.
Okay, I should take for an example, like what happened in my country recently. There is a bank that was like closing down. And the bank authorities were not able to alert the public about what is actually going on. And then one person within the company hinted another person, and then the news spread. And then everybody just went into the bank, withdrew their accounts, closed their accounts and stuff like that. And at the end, people realized that branches of that bank are currently closed. You understand that? So that's a positive point about gossiping.
Right.
Because up till date, the bank is still saying, oh, you know what? What you are hearing out there is not real. We are doing fine. But people are saying that some of their branches are being closed down. So what is going on? If everything is okay, we would have been seeing more creation of branches rather than
that
more closures.
Right. You are very right. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice. Well, folks, you've been great. You've been superb. You've been everything to me. This show has been so wonderful. I really want to thank you so much. That's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored gossip. A very big thank you to my guests from South Africa, Lucy Lovemore, and of course, in studio. I cannot thank you enough, my friend. All the way from House of Service, the one and only, Mariam Bugaji. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Anytime. And of course, a big thank you to our friend on the phone, Martens Ekombo. Thank you so much for being here, brother.
It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC.
for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be high heels. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.